interesting, really fun. I had a friend down in Kansas. His name's Matthew. Really, really generous gift. He sent me 4 volumes, and I've just been browsing through these. Christ Psalms, Our Psalms. Christ Psalms, Our Psalms. I found this really helpful. You know, I just read through a little bit, and each psalm it goes through and it talks about the major, the different major doctrines and things that it touches on, and how each psalm fits into the Psalter. It's Old Testament connections, it's New Testament connections, and specifically, how does it point us to Christ? I just what I've browsed through, I've really enjoyed this. So this is Christ Psalms, Our Psalms, so by Peter Holtvomer. I don't know how to say that. I'll hold it up there for you. Peter Holtvomer. I don't know. Help me out. Let me know down in the how you would pronounce that. But yeah, what a generous gift. 4 volumes. Came in the mail today. I was surprised when it came in. So thank you, Matthew, for sending those. Why don't we go ahead and I'm going to have some sparkling water. We'll pray and we'll get into God's word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We pray, Lord, that you would bless us and care for us, that you would let us understand your word. And Father, we pray that we would live it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 133. A song of ascents of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edges of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life evermore. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to these words? So A, what is this about? Oh, pardon me. What is this about? It's about God's blessing for us to dwell together in unity. And there are 2 different illustrations that the psalmist uses here. So first in verse 1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So does this mean that sisters don't need to get along? No, that's not what it's saying either. This is saying how wonderful it is when God's people are together, showing their love for one another. Hey, Dan, we're doing coffee and devotions. You want to come do it? Yeah, come on up. Ready? Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Is that good for brothers to dwell together in unity? Mm-hmm. And then there's 2 illustrations. You want to hear the first picture? Mm-hmm. Okay, the first picture is it's like the precious oil upon the head running down the beard of Aaron, running down on the edges of his garments. Who is Aaron? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Aaron was Moses' brother. And do you know what special job Aaron had? Do you remember what he would do in the tabernacle?
Worship God.
Yeah, he was the high priest. Yeah, and so when they poured the oil on his head, that made him the anointed one. Yeah, we don't need to do that. He was the anointed one. And so what does the high priest do? Does he make atonement for our sins? Oops, sorry. Would he make atonement?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and would he go between God and man?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he says that it's when we dwell together in unity, it's great, like the oil going down on Aaron's head and beard and down onto his garments, because that meant that there was peace between God and man. Yeah, and then the second picture, let's keep your gum in your mouth. The second picture, it's like the dew on Hermon. Do you know what Hermon is? A mountain.
Dough, like,
doughs
are running across.
Well, not like deer, but dew. Dew, yeah. Remember when we went to the Rocky Mountains? And remember the big, huge mountains?
They were like...
Yeah, they were massive, weren't they? Could you imagine them being covered in snow?
That can happen.
Oh, yeah, it happens every year.
No, the top, it's covered in snow, but the bottom doesn't.
Oh, well, do you know what happens to some of the moisture from the mountains? Do you know what happens? it goes up in clouds. Mm-hmm. And then it gets blown over. And do you know where it comes? What? To Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get rain. And what happens with our rain? What does it do to the fields?
Crops then.
It makes us have crops. That's right. That's what Mount Hermon would do. It would bring life to Mount Zion, to Jerusalem.
And if we got our snow clothes on, then go to that snow.
Yeah, we could go play in the snow. You're right. So do you
and
think
have snowball fights?
Yeah. So do you think it's good for brothers and sisters in Jesus to dwell in unity? Mm-hmm. Do you think that we do this ourselves, or do you think that it's something Jesus helps us with?
Jesus helps us with.
That's right.
Because God was made, and if he didn't help us, we wouldn't even be here.
Well, yeah, God made us. That's right. And he's the one who made us and put us here. And is he the one who gives us his spirit? Mm-hmm. So we can love one another? Yeah, did you know Jesus prayed about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesus in John chapter 17, he said, make them one as you and I are one.
I have one question.
Go ahead with your one question.
Did anyone have a huge beard or a little beard?
Ooh, what do you think we should ask them? What do you guys think? Did Aaron have a big beard or a little beard? What do you think?
I think he had a big
beard. You think maybe he had a big beard?
That big.
I don't know. Well, maybe we'll let other people let us know. What do you think? Did Aaron have a big beard or a little beard? Are you dwelling with the people in church in unity? Are you, hold on, Dan. Are you loving others? Are you caring for them? Are you bearing with one another's burdens? Even bearing with one another's different personalities? Can we pray? Oh, you said you had one question. Go ahead, real quick.
Maybe he had your beard.
Maybe I don't think he had a little beard like mine.
Yeah.
I have trimmers that keep it small, so
that
mommy.
That big.
You think it was that big? Okay. You ready to?
It was in your head.
Okay, you ready to pray? Mm. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the love you have shown us in Jesus Christ, and we thank you that we can love one another. We pray that your Spirit would work in our hearts, that we would dwell in unity with one another, for it is a sweet gift from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may God bless you today. May you dwell in unity with God and with man. And we'll see you tomorrow. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.